This is BEFM, Busan Yeonhwabangsung's Morning Wave in Busan. It's time for our special interview. Well, reports seem to point to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveling to North Korea this week to discuss denuclearization plans. And we have a lot to talk about since we do know that, you know, this Trump and Kim summit did go down in Singapore. But what's happened since then? Well, let's find out more with Professor William Keeler, Professor of International Relations and History Emeritus from the Party School of Global Studies at Boston University. Hi, Professor. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Yes, absolutely. The pleasure is all ours. It seems that the reports, they point to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveling to North Korea maybe sometime this week. Do we know if this is official or not?
You know, there are conflicting signals coming from the government. There has been some speculation that he is going, and that was based on the fact that he canceled a meeting that he was going to have with the his Indian counterpart.
Yes.
For no apparent reason.
Mm.
But I think that today on a national television interview, the National Security Advisor John Bolton confirmed that he is going, and that Bolton hopes that Secretary of State Pompeo will address this very important issue of denuclearization. So, as I say, there are different messages coming out of the White House and of the National Security Advisor, but it does look like he's going to go.
Right. And so it seems that the big question, you know, in everybody's mind is what's going on in terms of the denuclearization, because as some critics pointed out, there were no specific details in terms of especially like a timeline as to when this supposed denuclearization would take place. Right, Professor?
That's right. Absolutely. And there's great concern in the intelligence community, not the White House or the Secretary of State, but the intelligence community, about the fact that there is no evidence that the North Korean government is making progress in denuclearization. And in fact, it seems, according to the intelligence community, that there is a plan afoot in Pyongyang to deceive the United States about the number of nuclear warheads that presently exist, and a plan to sort of cover over the development of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. So it's a great concern among the intelligence community, but the Secretary of State is going to go and try to resolve this issue when he arrives in Pyongyang.
I see. So, of course, we don't know for sure, but at least from the Singapore summit, it seemed as if there were broad strokes, but none of the details. Do you think there are details that have been already discussed, you know, behind doors, or do you think, you know, there really aren't that many details, or trying to, I guess, confirm what those details are right now?
Well, one hopes that there was intensive discussion of those details. We haven't gotten any information about that.
Yes.
So one has to be a little skeptical in light of the fact, as you I'm sure well know, that several other presidents have reached an agreement with North Korea about denuclearization, only to find out that it wasn't going to be carried out. So I think that the big challenge of Secretary of State Pompeo is to get a firm commitment from the North Korean government that denuclearization will begin and will progress. I mentioned National Security Advisor Bolton's speech today on Face the Nation, a very important program And in that, he set up for the first time, to my knowledge, a deadline. He said, we are going to dismantle the North Korean nuclear facilities within a year.
Yes.
So that's the first time that there's been a date set for this to happen.
Right. And, what about this whole idea of the CVID, the complete, verifiable, irreversible dismantlement versus just the complete dismantlement? Do you think that the U.S. side is going to push for the V and the I as well? Or do you think that they're going to be a little... they're going to just accept the C and the D without the V and the I?
Well, President Trump has spoken explicitly about the need for total denuclearization.
Right.
Now, you might say that that is just a bargaining point and that he might be willing to compromise a bit on that. But he's made some very provocative statements. He said after the summit in Singapore that there is no longer a danger, a nuclear danger from North Korea. That's just not true.
Mm.
We know that they have tested these weapons. We know that they have tested intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Right.
So it's really important for the president to avoid these kind of blanket statements that give people, I think, possibly unjustifiable hopes that this problem is going to be resolved, certainly within the next year.
Right. Well, it seems that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Senate Appropriations Committee, I believe on Wednesday local time last week, that North Korea has yet to return the remains of U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War.
Yeah.
That kind of contradicted what U.S. President Donald Trump said. Has there been some sort of change, or was there a misunderstanding?
There's another example of what I've been talking about, that is conflicting messages. President Trump says one thing, and the Secretary of State says another. And also Nikki Haley, the U.S. representative to the United Nations, has been somewhat different in terms of what she's been talking about. So we don't really know. When we talk about the U.S. government, that has to be the president. And the president has been going out on a limb and making these exaggerated statements about the end of the threat from nuclear weapons from North Korea. But when you get down to the details, there's no indication I've seen that they have actually been dealing with this piece by piece. Now, that may happen.
Yes.
When the Secretary of State arrives in Pyongyang, that may happen, but nothing has happened yet.
Well, do you think that President Trump seems to be making these kind of overreaching blanket statements in order to prop up his image? Because his numbers have been quite low, and also we have elections in the near future.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. The midterm elections are coming up in November of this year, and there is a danger that President Trump and the Republicans will lose control of the House of Representatives and possibly even the Senate. It's less likely, but a possibility. So I'm sure that he is trying to sort of pump up his image as a successful foreign policy president who has achieved this amazing breakthrough with North Korea. But as I say, the proof is, as we say, the proof is in the pudding, and there's no proof yet that anything has been accomplished. And you mentioned the issue of the remains of the U.S. soldiers in the Korean War. There's another example. President Trump said it's already begun. Well, it's not already begun. We don't have any information that any of the remains of these soldiers have been delivered. So he's very, very I would argue, even dangerous in mm-hmm. making these public statements which are not true and which will undermine his credibility.
I'm going to put you on in a tough spot, Professor. If you had to give U.S. President Donald Trump a grade in international diplomacy, as of right now, what would you give him?
C-minus.
C-minus.
Not very good. The only breakthrough that he achieved was that Singapore summit. That was quite impressive.
Yes.
That was quite impressive. The first time an American president ever met with the leader of North Korea. So we'll give him credit for that.
Okay.
But anywhere else, if you look, I mean, we're talking about North Korea here, but
yes.
anything else, whether it's relations with Canada, with NATO, with the European Union, very poor record.
Well, any last words you want to add before I let you go, Professor, in terms of what you think maybe the direction that the U.S. should be taking in further talks with North Korea?
Well, I think that the President and his Secretary of State have got to make it absolutely clear, crystal clear, as we say, that the beginning of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula has got to start now. And if it doesn't start now, at the end of a year or 2 years or 3 years, we'll be back to where we were under the Clinton administration and the George W. Bush administration and the Obama administration, where it seems as though some progress was being made, and then it didn't end up in any outcome.
I see. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time and expertise on this very tough matter that the world is actually facing. So thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for your very intelligent questions.
Thank you, Professor. Once again, this was our special interview with Professor William Keeler from Boston University. And that wraps up our special interview for today.